Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Guy Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Walker Jardine, and I commentate for the Junior Oil Barons.
The Junior Oil Barons. So what does it mean to be a Junior Oil Baron?
It's a Fort McMurray single-A hockey team, and they have games, and I, on Facebook, I just commentate them.
That's cool. And so, like, what are the age range of the kids who are playing?
U13, second year.
So what is that, 13 years old?
No, around, like, 11 and 12.
So, and how old are you?
Nine.
Oh, so you're like looking at the older boys play their games and like saying what's up. Cool. So do you get to meet the players after the game?
Yeah, sometimes in between games I do interviews.
Nice. Do some of those kids go to the same school as you?
Yeah, a few of them.
Sweet. So then you see them in the hallways and you got to be like, what's up? To the older kids, that's cool. Yeah. How did you line up that job?
So it all started like when I was doing a fundraiser for my hockey team at a barbecue, and then I saw Jerry Neville, and then he put me up with the box doing like the lights for the Oil Barons games.
Yeah.
And then he heard I was doing the commentating, and then he put me over with Matthew Decker, and I started still going up games with him, just learning from him.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah. And so with those guys, when you're working with them, how does that work? Are you on a podcast like him, talking like how you are now? Are you watching the game in live time? Like, how does it all work?
So I don't talk on there
because
it's on the radio. I just listen and see if I can learn anything.
Okay.
For when I do it.
Cool. And so this is like the radio, like what broadcast? And let's give them some shine. Where can they hear the work that you're on? Is this like the country, the rock? What radio station, do you know?
I think it's
Facebook.
Oh, it's on Facebook. Oh, on their streaming feed. Cool.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to hockey, you obviously like hockey?
Yeah, I play hockey, so I know the game really well.
So are you playing hockey currently as well?
Yeah.
So you play hockey and do this on top of it?
Yeah.
Who's driving you around to all this stuff?
Mom and Dad.
That's a lot of driving. So when you're in the back, you're in the back seat, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
Okay, so you guys share the back seat area.
Yeah.
Do you have a certain spot that you like to sit in?
Sometimes the side.
The side?
Comfy chair.
Which one, left or right?
I'll usually left.
That's your spot. And so, like, is that a spot, you're the younger of the two brothers?
Yeah.
Were you told to sit in that seat, or did you pick that seat?
I picked it.
You picked that seat. Nice. My little boy, Keegan, he's 9 too. That's what he says. Like, the back seat's his. But I put my stuff back there, and he's always just like, Dad, why are you messing with my area? And I'm like, you don't pay for that area. But he tells me how important that back seat area is to him. So do you put stuff in the cup holders and stuff back then?
Yeah, if I have, like, drinks from, like, places, I'll usually use my stuff.
Okay, what kind of drinks are we talking about here?
Like, usually like Tim Hortons.
Oh, what do you like at Tim Hortons?
I usually get like a wrap and a peach quencher.
Nice. What kind of wrap?
Crispy chicken.
That's the best one, I think, as well. The one thing that Tim Hortons has, it's on lockdown. Tanner, you had it a few days ago.
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, best chicken noodle soup ever.
Yeah. It's so good. What kind of donut do you like? What's your favorite donut from Tim Hortons?
Boston cream.
The Boston cream. You didn't even hesitate on that one. That's the go-to donut of choice. Okay. All right. When it comes to your hockey career, what position are you playing right now?
Center.
Okay. Center wing. And so why did you gravitate to those positions?
Usually I play wing normally, but like I sometimes rotate center in like a few minutes into the game.
Yeah. And so when you're playing hockey and you're watching hockey as well on TV, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So it's like hockey
yeah.
all the time. Outside of hockey, what are some other activities that you do?
I played baseball this morning. I'm looking to try out for a baseball team, the Giants.
Okay. You just like to spend all of your quality time with your mom in her car driving around.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's my favorite part of the day driving Keegan around. Like, I recognize you're getting older, so like you might not see like you got activities and things to do. So like that special time in the car with mom and dad just to like hang out and talk. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
What time are you getting up for hockey practice?
Yeah.
Some mornings I have it at 6:15.
Gross. Gross. Oof. You're a hero.
Yeah. Mom is a hero. That's so early. I ain't doing it.
No.
Like, it's
and on Mondays, I have 6:15 to 7:15. Then I go to school. Then at 4:15 in the afternoon, I have practice.
Wow. So you got to be dedicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it, though, obviously. Yeah. So when you're playing and you're going to the rings at all these times, is it all kids from your school or are you meeting kids from all across Fort McMurray?
Not meeting kids from all over. I know like where do they go to school, but not a lot in my school.
Interesting. So that's really neat that you get to meet people from other schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's how your team is made up. So how many people are on your team right now? How many players you got?
I think 16.
And you play all in town games or you travel out of town?
Travel out of town. Usually Edmonton.
Weekend away games? Oh
sometimes
my.
Sometimes we take buses.
Really? Diversified?
Yeah.
With the TVs?
Mm,
no TVs. Yeah. Some TVs sometimes? Where's the cool spot to sit on the bus?
Usually the back.
The back, right? Yeah, but that's hard to get.
Yeah.
The back seat.
Yeah.
And so when you're traveling on the bus, what are the snacks that you guys are eating on the bus?
Usually like healthy options, like probably like...
Healthy options, these guys. What's happening here?
Usually just like a drink.
Yeah.
Nothing sugary.
Nothing sugary.
And then probably just like gum or something.
Wild. Wild. Like it's like when I used to travel as a kid on even on school trips that were sports based, like they didn't care what you ate.
But like, on the way back we're allowed like a chocolate bar.
Yeah. No, it's better that you do it. Like, because like you guys are athletes. You should be conscious of what you're eating and like.
And on the tournaments we have some like team meals.
Yeah. Well, where are the team meals at?
We order them before the tournament and then someone goes and picks them up.
Oh, okay. From restaurants or from like a cafeteria or what?
Sometimes mostly restaurants.
Okay.
Subway, Edo. And one last time we played in Viking, Alberta. And that's by Edmonton.
For real? That's really like, I'm looking at mom. Viking, Alberta, eh? I gotta go check that place out.
And there was a morning breakfast and we had that.
Nice. Vikingville was like, did you get to like explore the city at all?
No, but they have a really nice rink.
Nice rink. Okay. I'm gonna go check it out. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
Like I like Fort McMurray, don't get me wrong, but like Viking. That's kinda cool. So when you're online, do you have kids YouTube, regular YouTube, Disney? What are you looking at? How are you streaming?
Facebook.
No, you personally, in your downtime. Like, what are you looking on online?
Sometimes just YouTube.
Just YouTube? Like, at like regular YouTube? Mom's account or kids' YouTube?
No, just regular.
And do you have your account that you get a look at or mom's account?
I think mine.
Okay. And so do you have a tablet? You have a phone? How are you looking at YouTube? You have your own phone?
I got it this Christmas.
What kind of phone?
11.
11 what?
Just normal.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Just a normal phone. That's the right answer. Yeah.
You're rocking an iPhone 11 looking at YouTube. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I gotta say, my kid's not as cool.
Nor will he be for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, what are you watching on YouTube?
Just like shorts.
What kind of shorts, though? On hockey. Like, you're really into hockey right now.
Yeah.
So, who's your team?
Mob. 2014.
Okay. And so who, you watch NHL hockey too?
Yeah.
Who's NHL? Who's your team?
Toronto.
Okay. And so why is this, like, does your dad like Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, that's how you first heard about the team.
And my pop.
Okay, so, like, this is, like, a family tradition.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Dynasty.
Yeah. So, like, I watch hockey, but I don't really, like, have a team per se. The team that I like to say I cheer for, but, like, for silly reasons, is Chicago.
Yeah.
So I like the Blackhawks because...
Yeah.
Yeah, Chicago Blackhawks. That's my team. Because I love Chicago because Michael Jordan played basketball and I was a huge Jordan fan. But I got to go to a Stanley Cup conference final in Chicago. Chicago versus LA. Game 7, overtime, triple overtime. I got to see, like, that legendary of a game. And Chicago lost at the end of it. Oh, it was heartbreaking. So the fact that, like, I was there for that moment, Chicago's my team.
Do you like Connor Bedard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty good. They got a good team. They haven't made it to the finals in a little bit, but they're still, like, they're contenders.
Toronto usually gets out first round.
Yeah, it happens. One year they'll make it. But listen, my dude, he tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I like to shout out Jerry Neville and Matthew Decker, and because he's teaching me a lot, and Calvin King, which is the coach of the team, and he lets me commentate the games.
There you go. That's an awesome shout out. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Thank you all for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.